And then you can edit it whenever you want to. But my family moved to Cumbernauld about 1964. So it was my mum, my dad, my sister and brother. And I was born in 67. And our family house was in Codrum, which is one of the first areas that was built in our town. And we moved there. And then I basically, my brother and my sister and myself were all brought up there. We went to school there. My mum worked there. My dad, quite soon after I was born, though, my mum and dad split up. And therefore, can either this kind of utopian dream that you're talking about, it sort of collapsed initially for us because it was a big sort of disaster. I mean, I was just a little baby. I can't remember any of this. But by that time, my family, my mum, and we were all part of a kind of bigger community. And I suppose one of the things that I am very aware of is that the community was extremely strong, and therefore, in a way, it kind of helped our family through that. It wasn't a very common thing to get divorced then, you know. It was pretty, you know, 1960, just late 1960s, and I was only about 3 or something. And so in a way, that's one of the things that strikes me. I was thinking about how Cumbernauld kind of shaped our life, and that was the strength of the community, the strength of all the other women, young women with kids, that would kind of look after us while my mum went to work. And that was one of the things that was the first side. So this kind of idea, come to Cumbernauld, your life will be fantastic. It kind of slightly dipped for us, but
you know, there's still a community there.
Very strong community. And a young community. You know what I mean? Everybody was really optimistic. The houses were good. The schools were good. It was a fantastic place to be brought up. Because you were sort of... They developed this plan where the traffic was going to be separate from pedestrians. Because bad burnt man, as they call them. And... therefore, you could, as a child, sort of literally lots of underpasses and bridges, and it's a very safe place. So you just literally get thrown out in the morning, in the holidays, and you'd run about, and then you'd call down for lunch or call down for dinner. And you would walk to school, everybody would walk to school, and not have to have parents with you, you know. It was a very safe place. It changed later on, but it was a very safe place. And that was one lasting legacy of a real strong community, legacy of, you know, good provisions for, it was designed for families, so it was perfect for being a young person being brought up. And another really strong thing that was important to me looking back, of course it's all the benefit of hindsight, was that it was an effort made right at the beginning when we developed Cumbernauld to have a mixture of Catholic and Protestant families, you know, in the same area. So there'd each kind of area within a local drum would have a Catholic primary school and a Protestant primary school, and it was the idea to mix these different families rather than create little ghettos like they had in Glasgow, you know, the East End being a kind of Catholic ghetto, you know, or areas that, you know, we have kind of like the Barton and Claybank, you know, where people settled. But the idea was to sort of mix that all up. So I had, it was very interesting. I mean, there was no strong sectarianism, I think, in Cumbernauld. I was brought up with a large Catholic family next door, and we were best friends with them. We went to different schools, but you know, I'd go to mass with them on a Sunday as a trip out, lovely, up to our Gillespie Kinnicoyle Design Church. And you'd be welcomed by Father Giaconelli as a non-believer, and they'd come to our church. You know, the church was quite strong, you know, because we only had a sort of, you know, in Codrum we had a couple of pubs, we had a YMCA, which was fantastic. So for the parents, the pubs and the churches were kind of social centres.
Yeah.
So that was another thing that's very, very strong, is that kind of mixture of Catholic and Protestant. And schools bound you together, and the closeness of the housing kind of bound you together as well. You know, you weren't living in separate little, we lived on a terrace, and the gardens, so a terrace gave about 8 or 9 houses, going up. Yeah.